interrupting thought, interrupting defiling. The practice of labeling emotion thought, a provisional practice for when we are caught up in emotion thought, supports and allows us to be open as this, as experiencing, when we might otherwise be blinded by emotion thought attachment. Experiencing is shikantaza, just sitting, just this. All of these names are extra. Even just is extra. If we hold to beliefs of any stories about this, that too is extra. Unfortunately, for many of us, much of the time we are caught up in a self-centered emotion thought flow. This caught up noticing can be when we are sitting zazen, can be when we are talking with someone, when we are alone, when we are with others, can be when we are daydreaming and musing, or any other times of our life. When we notice the arising of various states of reactions, of reactive habits to emotion thoughts, such as fear, sadness, and so forth, this can be a reminder to notice, to look at what is occurring, a reminder to be as we are, be present, be this experiencing. If we do not interrupt this caught up flow, this flow of emotion thought right here, right then and there, even in mid thought, in mid sentence, then the entanglement of caught upness and the building on it, especially with reactive habits and with holding to self-centeredness, manifests and results in suffering, results in unsatisfactoriness, results in harming. These occur in what seems to us as natural consequences in the midst of this continuing cause-effect flow of life that is our life. What seems for us to be continuing emotion thought. There's no problem with this, except that there seems to be a natural consequence, of suffering, which are exactly what we do not want, are exactly what results in harming, exactly what defiles for us this undefilable, defiles for us what is never defiled. We are unable to serve this life we are, this universe encounter, and therefore we cannot be this life we are, cannot embody this universe moment, cannot see this for what we are. Therefore, we must interrupt this emotion, thought, caught upness in the most appropriate way as soon as we notice this, as soon as this ongoing practice of our life enables and supports us to notice. How you do it, how you, so to speak, interrupt, depends on what is skillful for you. Labeling is one way, whether silently or even at times out loud when you are alone, if that is appropriate. Experiencing another way, being breathing another, bowing another, shutting up another. The appropriate skillful practices are many, but we must do it. Otherwise, if we do not do it, if you do not do it, for many of us, the natural inclination is to continue indulging and being entangled in this seemingly endless stream of emotion, thought, reactive attachments and holding, the endless delusions of defiling this undefilable life we are, entangling life into self and other, a life of who is doing what is being done, and to whom is it done, and so forth. In a book titled Island by Aldous Huxley, on his fictional tropical island, the local wild birds have been trained to regularly mimic human speech by calling out, "Attention!" at random times. "Attention! Attention!" This was done as a practice reminder for all to hear. In a tropical world full of trees and many birds, this was to be a self-replicating and expanding practice reminder and support, since the parrots and other birds would breed and teach their young this same human speech mimicry. The birds also call out, "Here and now, boys! Here and now, boys!" Or we can say, "Here and now, girls! Here and now, girls!" Though it might be nice to have others remind us, bring us to present mind, bring us back, so to speak, to experiencing, this is not enough even in artificial conditions, whether in fiction or even in a formal practice situations, whether in Zendo Zazen or in Sesshin. These reminders are valuable in practice and supportive, but they are only a framework for our practice, for our practice effort. For us, for our daily life, this is our daily life, and we have to be this experiencing. Be the practice reminder, whether in the midst of Zazen or in the rest of our life. Yes, the supports are important and valuable, and we can create and make use of many. Many supports of our ongoing practice life. And it is our practice effort, opportunity that is necessary in the midst of the internal, external flow of emotion, thought, mental, physical conditions. It is our skillful effort that is necessary with the arising chatter, which otherwise would blind us and entangle us in the midst of this Buddha life that we are. Please be your life. Attention. Be your life. Attention. Here now. Here now.